This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Does Brand America need some polishing?
Make it a working lunch. Listen to the Marketplace Midday Update podcast for the day's top business headlines. Subscribe on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. Last week, leaks suggested the U.S. had monitored the German leader's mobile phone. Today, additional leaks coming from former National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden claim that during a single month, the U.S. monitored 60 million phone calls in Spain. That report is in the Spanish newspaper El Mundo. As for the German piece of this, President Obama has reportedly apologized to Chancellor Angela Merkel, saying he didn't know her phone was monitored. However, New York Congressman Peter King is among some Republicans, saying NSA monitoring saves lives and that there's nothing to be ashamed about here. King told NBC's Meet the Press, quote, "I think the president should stop apologizing and stop being defensive." But at the same time, the spy scandal plus Washington's extreme politics may be hurting America's image, something with political, social, and economic consequences. Martin Sorrell is CEO of WPP, a vast multinational advertising, PR, and consumer data company. He joins us from London. Sir Martin, good morning.
Good morning.
Brand America, the brand of the United States of America, you think is taking a hit globally. Why?
The answer to your question, David, is there are sort of three sets of happenings. The first, NSA Snowden revelations. The second being the congressional debate, if one can call it that, over the fiscal cliff and the U.S. deficit. And finally, these new revelations about bugging and intelligence, I think, have created concern. And that doesn't help Brand America.
Now, the U.S. isn't really a company. It's a superpower.
But it is a brand. I mean, to see the president unable to go to APEC because he has to stay in Washington.
The big Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. Yeah, he couldn't go.
That's right. And that left the field open to President Putin. So there are some positives that Russia has capitalized on, and I think that's a great pity for America and for America's influence.
Now, when a corporation finds its brand tarnished, it may lose customers and it wouldn't make as much money. Do you think actually it will have an economic impact on the United States, or is it more kind of a geopolitical issue?
You know, increasingly the world is becoming a G2 world, an American, China, G2 dominated world. And I think it's important for America's reputation and brand to be strong. I mean, most of the Americans that I talk to are embarrassed by what's been happening, particularly in Congress. From an economic point of view, it does weaken America because of the uncertainty. And uncertain people don't invest. They don't add to a recovery, an economic recovery by creating jobs. They don't take risk on. And then this whole area of bugging, not just in a political sense, but a consumer sense. I mean, the consumers, it has already been an area of concern. And this level of concern in legal departments inside companies has now been heightened by what's been happening on the political front.
Now, when a brand needs work, you call an advertising or PR company like your crew at WPP. In fact, any suggestions for maybe putting Humpty Dumpty, our broken brand, back together again?
Well, it's not a broken brand. That's being as excessive as some of the political arguments we hear. So it's not broken. It has great characteristics. Stress the positives. Stress its entrepreneurial culture, its resources. It's an immigrant population, which is a source of great diversity. And then, obviously, deal with these situations. I mean, not have another congressional shutdown, but more agreement about the way forward and a long-term agreement. And of course, deal with this security issue. Because if I had to ring up the head of a competitor and say, we haven't been bugging your family, I mean, that's a pretty difficult position.
It's a bad moment in your day. Martin Sorrell is CEO of WPP Group, which is all sorts of things, including Ogilvy, Young & Rubicam, Burson Marsteller, and Hill & Knowlton. Sir Martin, thank you.
Thank you, David.
Now, as is our custom, let's do the numbers. Stock index futures in the U.S. are up in the 0.2% range at the moment, with the real trading in about 2.5 hours. The Dow went up 61 points, 0.4% to 15,570 on Friday. The FT 100 index in London is down a scant point as Britain deals with widespread power outages after a bad storm there. The quite volatile Nikkei index in Japan rose 2.2%.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
Starting this week, users of the photo sharing service Instagram will see ads. Some who regard their Instagram photos as fine art may look askance at the intrusion of selling into the gallery, but Instagram insists the ads will be creative and fit nicely into your photo feed. So what is the Instagram aesthetic anyway? Sally Herships reports.
If your life got a makeover, Instagram would be the after picture.
Because it is a romanticized picture of what your life is.
Jonah Berger is author of Contagious, Why Things Catch On. He says it's not just the cool filters, but also the selective editing process.
The cool places we've been, the famous people we might have met, or the exciting times we had with our friends, without all the bad stuff, without all the boring stuff.
But advertisers don't care if you got a new haircut or used the Sierra filter on your photo.
I don't think advertisers are trying to cash in on Instagram because of the aesthetic.
Clark Fredrickson is vice president of eMarketer, a digital marketing research firm.
I think that advertisers are really interested in Instagram because it's a huge platform with a lot of very valuable audience members for their brand.
Jonah Berger says brands will have to figure out how to work in the space. But you could say advertisers are going back to basics with ads that are all about image. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And it's been in the works for months, but the Waves coffee shop in Vancouver, Canada, is getting the first Bitcoin ATM this week. Bitcoin is a digital virtual currency that is to traditional money what indie music is to mainstream pop. Bitcoin is also tough to regulate, and critics worry it's too easy to use Bitcoin to launder money. A company called RoboCoin is offering the first of 5 of these ATMs, which will limit withdrawals to $3,000 Canadian worth of Bitcoin in a day. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.